everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, February 23rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm getting a ton of text messages. I will get to them at the end, the last segment of this first hour regarding what happened in Grand Rapids in the courtroom yesterday. I got all the complete information to me last night from Joe Arlinghouse. He's with Valor, Super America, PAC, and his Valor America Super PAC sent out an email, which I read in the show yesterday during the first hour, and him and I spoke a couple of times actually last night, and he updated me about the court case, so I will be giving you that field report information at 9:51. Joining us right now on the line, though, is State Representative candidate for the 106, Todd Smallenberg. You just heard his commercial. Kind of automation gave us good timing this morning, Todd.
Yeah, it certainly did. I like that timing.
Yeah, that was funny. I'm going, Todd's coming on the show, and here's his commercial repeating again on the station. I wanted to talk to you, Todd, because as we're getting into campaign mode, the weather's cooperating. We're only going to get, I think, another snowstorm or two, possibly the first week in March is what they're predicting now. We're starting to get into meet and greets and actually being able to sit down and talk with people and raise money for your campaign. You've actually scheduled an event you would like to share with everybody and give them a heads up on advance early notice so that people can make it. What do you got planned for your campaign?
Yeah, on the 15th of March in Mayo at the VFW Hall is going to be a spaghetti dinner and a meet and greet for me. So all the donations for the dinner go to my campaign. So March 15th at 5:30 at the VFW Hall in Mayo. It's 1025 8th Street. I'm looking forward to anyone that wants to come out and meet me and ask me any questions they want.
Very good. And, of course, minimum donation for the food, but any amount they want to donate, all those proceeds are going to go to your campaign.
That is correct. And also the next day in Hillman at the old bank, the coffee shop, I will be there from 10 to 12 for meet and greet. Come on out, have a cup of coffee and sit down with me and learn about me and ask me questions.
Excellent. Excellent. You know, that's one thing that Dave Adram and I have talked about for years. We are big proponents pushing for part-time legislature from the exemption when the state was basically created 1837, Todd, to 1963. We operated Lansing with a part-time legislature. You know, they'd go down in January right after New Year's and gavel in, and they'd stay down there, hunkered down there. Most of them stayed down near the Capitol. Some of them actually slept in their offices. And they'd pass a budget. They'd pass a few bills. And come the end of March, you know, they'd look at each other and say, are we done? Yeah, we're done. And they'd go back home. And one of my ideas is not only to go back to part-time legislature, but exactly what you're doing on Saturday, March 16th there, the coffee shop from 10 to noon. I think every state rep and every state senator, once they get out of session from passing a budget and a few bills, going back to districts, sleeping in their own beds, they should actually meet folks at diners and coffee houses throughout the district every Saturday. Hold coffee hours from 10 to noon at a different location. You and 106, you know, got five and a half counties to travel to, and people could come and actually talk with you about their problems, their issues, their concerns, get an update as to, you know, everything else going on in the 106. And I just think it's a great way to meet the people and get, you know, information from them so that they don't have to drive down to Lansing to meet with their state rep. Do you support that idea of part-time legislature and holding coffee hours on Saturdays?
I support that 100%. I mean, what better way to know what's going on in the district is than hear from the people? I mean, that's our biggest problem is that they get to Lansing or they get to D.C. and they stay down there and they forget the people that voted for them and the problems that are up here, because that's an echo chamber down in Lansing and D.C. and it does them no good to know what really truly is the issues that's going on in their districts.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I liked about it is a lot of people that served at the time up until 1963, some of them were pastors, some of them actually were school teachers, small business owners. You know, they had a different, you know, a huge, vast array of different citizens that were willing to serve, truly serve as a public servant for the state house, the state senate. And then when, as soon as they switched to full time and went year round, we saw a lot of private business owners. We saw a lot of teachers, even pastors of churches, couldn't run, couldn't serve because they had to get back to their main business, their occupation. And they couldn't serve anymore. And it seemed that more and more lately, especially, we end up with this public service servant class where county commissioners are elevated to state reps and state reps are elevated to state senators. And there's really no open competition to be represented by the people.
Well, it was never meant to be a career. I mean, and that's what we need to get back to is that we're supposed to be representatives. But look at them. I mean, they took 2 months off, 3 months off because, you know, two of the Democrats won their mayoral campaign. And so instead of sharing and going down and doing work, they were like, you know, we're going to take the 3 months off. And look at, no bad bills came out of Lansing, thank God, for that time period. And maybe that needs to occur so that way they go in there, they do their business on the budget, and they go back home and live amongst the people that voted for them. So when they come back down, they know the concerns and they can make sure that the bills are meeting those concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way we did it for 126 years. And I tell you what, man, ever since it happened in 1963, the state of Michigan has been in decline. And I think you can actually point to the fact that they went to a full-time legislature. One thing I did want to ask you about specifically, there was big social media posts, and you immediately responded to the current state representative when the gun laws went into effect on February 13th. Give the folks that may not know what happened, what he put out there, and how you responded to it. Tell everybody what you felt when you saw the current state rep putting that post out there on social media regarding our firearms.
Well, because they're so insincere. Because, you know, he couldn't even show up to vote on those bills, but then he comes out and he's vehemently opposed to it. If you're so vehemently opposed to it, then show up and vote. I mean, to go up there and try to play politics and confuse people, you know, to say that, you know, you're vehemently opposed to something, but then you don't even have the common decency to show up for the Bill of Rights and make sure your vote's on record and then go out there and play your politics. It's the same thing with the company that's closing in Alpena. He's going to help people, and yet he's the one that voted to put money in the SOAR that's going towards foreign entities and not taking care of our own Michiganders. I mean, the audacity of his lies and innuendos, like he cares, but then he does the complete opposite when he's behind closed doors.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was so funny. I got that breaking story yesterday late in my show, and this company, this Decorative Panels International, and in the story, Todd, they're talking about 100, I believe it's 163, 167 people are losing their jobs that live right there in Alpena.
Yep. And they showed up to go to work and they were barred from entering.
Unbelievable.
It is. It,
and you feel because of the competition that their competing companies that do similar type of products, they're getting special grants and special payments from Lansing to come to Michigan and maybe perhaps not even northern Michigan. They're going to come in and set up business here on our dime. And here this company has been trying to stay alive for quite a few years. I know they had some struggles, but they tried to make it through. And here it is. Now they finally threw in the towel and all these people are out of work this morning in Alpena.
Why are we giving China and these other foreign entities tax breaks and incentives to come here and create jobs when we have companies in here that we could give them incentives that helps them so we maintain our jobs? here with the Michiganders. Because I guarantee you this, when China comes in with Goshen, within the first 2 years, all of the Michiganders that get hired will be fired and replaced with Chinese nationals.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's ludicrous for us to sit here while they're pumping money into these funds to give these incentives to all these foreign entities. And we can't even take care of our own people in the state. You know, now, you know, that ties into the immigration problem or the legal alien problem that we have is we're bringing them in and creating, you know, supposedly population increases. That's how the Democrats look at it. But our people are still leaving. We're still hurting because lack of jobs and opportunities because these Democratic policies is killing the state. We're trying to be California and we're trying to catch up to California and it's hurting our people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, one of the things I think that needs to happen is we definitely have to have a debate, quite a few debates. I'd like to see one in every county of the district. I think the state rep has to come and answer some questions and be compared to where you would stand on these issues, how he voted versus how you would vote. I think it's time for the people of the 106 to demand it. So if you live in the 106, Todd, give us the counties again that make up the current map for the 106, the House District.
Yeah, so Sheboygan, Presque Isle, Montmorency, Alpena, Alcona, and us in parts of Oscoda. And believe me, I've been trying for the last 2 months. He is not answering anyone. He's blowing off chairs of the GOP party, and the Alpena News is trying to set it up, and he's running. I guess he's going to try to do the Biden and hide in the basement as long as he can.
Biden hiding tactic.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I've got a solution to that. I'm good friends with Rob and Kim down at Fast Signs in Traverse City. And I had a full-size body cutout of Barbara Conley, the Democrat Senate candidate that refused to debate me. So I will definitely find a full-body photo of the current state rep. We'll have one of those cardboard cutouts made for your campaign, and I'll donate it to your campaign.
I appreciate that, brother, very much.
All right, sir. You have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
You guys do as well. Take care, brother.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Friday. I want to talk to you about the court case that got second day of activity yesterday in Grand Rapids. The judge had met with the attorneys at 8:30 in his chamber and continued the trial, continuing to hear more testimony from Pete Hoekstra's attorneys and witnesses. Now, it's really interesting because the Roberts Rules of Order parliamentarian attorney that they had hired to be an expert witness, Burke Bulk, was sitting outside the courtroom all day yesterday, and they never even called him. Now, the attorney for Christina Caramo, Don Campbell, approached the witness and just simply said, "Oh, you're here for another day? You know, just nothing about the case, just, you know, a little chit-chat," as he was walking by out there in the outer room of the courtroom. And he said, "Yeah, but I don't mind. They're paying me $3,100 a day. They're keeping this expert witness around, even though he did so much damage to their case. They called him back for another day to be available to testify if needed." So this guy got paid $3,100 on Wednesday, got paid $3,100 yesterday, and at the end of the day, the judge asked Hoekstra's attorney if he was done presenting evidence. And he said, "Yes, Your Honor, we close. No more witnesses, no more testimony in the attempt to convince the judge to provide an immediate injunction recognizing Pete Hoekstra as the valid, legitimate chair of the Michigan Republican Party." But instead, he said that they will reconvene 9 o'clock on Tuesday, in which Don Campbell, the attorney for Christina Caramo, will be able to call witnesses in her defense, stating that she feels that she is still the valid, legitimate chair of the party. So no decision was reached in the case yesterday, but one very interesting observation by those that were in the courtroom, those that communicated with Joe Arlinghaus of Valor America Super PAC. Earlier in the bottom of the hour, I misspoke of the name of his group that he's actually the president and founder of, Valor America Super PAC. They have offices in Houston, Dallas, Colorado, and Detroit. And Joe and I spoke a couple of times yesterday, and he explained to me that the judge is absolutely befuddled. That's the word they came up with. Wringing his hands in the courtroom, saying, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What a mess. what is the right thing to do in this matter? And he closed the courtroom session yesterday, talking to the attorneys, talking to the few witnesses that were there, the people that were in the audience, and he asked them for prayers for his guidance as he headed into today, Friday being off, the weekend, Monday being off, and going to go back into the courtroom on Tuesday. He literally, publicly asked for prayers. The one attorney made a comment, said that he had never heard a judge in a courtroom ask for prayers and guidance for a decision that he should be making. He said this judge does not want to make a decision in this case. Why? Because he's taken donations from Pete Hoekstra's attorneys, Norcross, Warner, and Judd. He's taken donations from both of the Secchias who gave the 520 Seymour Avenue building to the Michigan Republican Party years ago. And the DeVos family, Rich DeVos, and many others have all donated to this judge's election campaign. Now, I did probe and ask the question, how old is this judge? The response was, oh, he's kind of a younger guy. I think he's probably in his early 50s. And I said, so is he going to run for re-election again? Oh, yeah. So he's going to be needing donations to his re-election campaign. What's the probability that he would go back to the very same people that donated to him in the past? Well, the attorney said, pretty likely. Okay. So he knows in order to get those future political donations, he's got to rule the way they want him to rule. There's only one problem. This expert witness that is being paid $3,100 a day, probably being put up in a hotel room today over the weekend, Monday, and then we'll be back in court on Tuesday. Guess what? They know that he literally cast doubt in the judge's mind as to whether or not they even had a quorum on January 6th. Three of the people that signed the documents have retracted it, saying I was misled on the intent as to what I was signing for. Very, very interesting case. It will continue on Tuesday. History Lesson with Pastor Rusty Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalliver.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the